Well, it's got to be the Christmas season. I keep seeing the UPS trucks going up and down our street like a fleet. And those drivers are busy. They must collapse into bed at night after those long, long hours they work. But their job could be worse. What if they had to shop for all those packages? And buy them? And package them? And deliver them? Well, fortunately, it's not up to the UPS man to create the package. He's just got to deliver it. It's kind of like you and me. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about delivering someone else's packages. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from Luke chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading at verse 31, where Mary is being given Mission Impossible. Oh, it's long before the TV program or the movies ever came along, but she's got Mission Impossible. Listen to this as the angel comes to her. You will be with child and give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus. This is the virgin named Mary. You will give birth to a son. You will be with child. Well, her question is reasonable. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Mary looks around, and what God is asking her to do, it just can't happen based on any human ability or anything human experience would support. Is there something big in your life like that right now? You say, man, this one is so tough, so big, so beyond me. I just honestly can't see any way by any human plan or any human ability that this could ever happen. This mountain cannot move. Well, Mary was there. If you're there, stay tuned. God's answer to impossible situations is the same 2,000 years later. Mary's question, maybe your question, how will? God's answer, He will. How will it be? The Holy Spirit will, is His answer. You don't have to be the answer. You don't have to create the answer. You don't have to think up the answer. You're the UPS man. You just deliver the answer. You just deliver the package. You and I are His instruments. The instrument doesn't play its own music. Someone plays through the instrument. The answer doesn't come from you any more than the packages come from the UPS man. They come through you. The solution is God's intervention, not man's invention. As long as you try to face this challenge with human calculation, you're going to be overwhelmed. But Mary found something better than being overwhelmed. It's overshadowed. The passage says you'll be overshadowed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You want to be overwhelmed? Well, you will be if you focus on your ability. Or you can be overshadowed by God's power. When you realize that you only deliver God's packages, you develop two vital mindsets. First, you develop humility. You know that all the credit goes to the giver, not to the deliverer. We don't hug and kiss the UPS man when he comes and say, oh, thank you for this wonderful gift. He didn't give it. He just delivered it. So you know that you have every reason for humility. Secondly, it gives you confidence. I can row into this storm right now because God's power will be the difference, not mine. So relax. Even if you're in the middle of Mission Impossible right now, God is getting the solution ready. All you have to do is be available to deliver someone else's package.